Joining us now from Uvalde is KHOU 11 news reporter Anayeli Ruiz. Thank you for being with us. I know you've been at the school for most of the day. What can you tell us about what is happening there?
Just a terrible tragedy out here. You know, investigators are still trying to determine how this guy was able to go to an elementary school and just kill so many people. The death toll just keeps rising. Right now, we know that 19 children at least and two adults were killed today in a mass shooting at a local elementary school here in Uvalde, Texas. Parents are still have been waiting for hours to try to confirm if their kids were the ones that were killed. They've been kind of moved to a community complex and have been waiting for news. Parents had to submit pictures of their kids, and they also had to submit a DNA swab. And slowly, parents have been coming out of the civic center, wailing, crying, weeping, as authorities obviously confirm that their kids are among those who have died. And it's just a terrible tragedy. This is such a small community. Everyone knows everyone, as you can imagine, and it's just absolutely heartbreaking. I mean, we're talking about third graders. These are kids in elementary school still, you know, enjoying life. This is actually their last week of school, and these kids are ready for summer, and just an absolute tragedy out here.
And what do you know so far, Anayeli, about the shooter?
We know that the shooter was killed when investigators went inside the school. We know that he actually went and shot his grandmother first and then opened fire. We know he is a teenager here from this area. Investigators are still trying to comb through the social media, anything to kind of give them some kind of information into what happened or what was going through his head. He's an 18-year-old who's been identified as Salvador Ramos. And again, he's a local high school student from this area.
Were there any red flags about him, and how planned does this appear to be?
You know, they still have not been able to give us any information on that. Again, they're still kind of combing through any kind of possibly social media post, anything that might have been given them some kind of clue into what he was doing today.
Also, well, can you just explain to us, with an American school like this, can anyone just walk through the front gate? How does it work?
You know, normally, you cannot walk through the front gate. Most of the time, most schools have one front door, and you have to walk in through the front door to be able to get into the school. And so it's still unclear how he was able to get through that door and how he got to this classroom specifically. So again, we're just waiting for investigators to be able to provide us. But we know, I mean, we're talking about the FBI. We're talking about local state agencies as well as the ATF. Just so many federal agencies are out here right now trying to help, because you have to remember, this is a small police department who doesn't really see things like this. I mean, these are just a small little town of probably over, I'm thinking, over 18,000 people maybe.
I understand this 18-year-old was wearing body armor. And what do we know about the weapons he had?
We know that he did have possibly a handgun and maybe a rifle when he opened fire. We know that also officers, Border Patrol, we have agents who protect our border here. And those agents did respond to help officers. And we also know that one of these Border Patrol officers was shot in the head by this guy.
And has he got any connection to the school?
To the school?
Yes, the shooter.
We believe maybe his grandmother might have worked there. We're not really sure. Like, again, we're just trying to still confirm everything from investigators. They've been pretty tight-lipped I think the priority right now was definitely trying to identify these victims. There's just so many. And, again, these are elementary school kids. And just for investigators, I can't even imagine for investigators to have to ask parents for DNA evidence. Just really makes you wonder what kind of damage this person did to these kids.
It must be absolutely excruciating for these parents waiting to find out what the fate of their kids is.
It really, really is. The anxiety that these parents are feeling. I mean, I've talked to several of them and they have been calling hospitals, driving all over the place. They don't even know what to do, but they're saying they're willing to wait as long as necessary to find out any information on their kids.
Ana Yali Ruiz, thank you so much for joining us and our sincere sympathies to your community. And that was Ana Yali Ruiz joining us live from Uvalde there. She's a KHOU 11 news reporter, has been at the scene of that mass shooting since earlier today. And I think it's about 1 o'clock in the morning there now.